Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. It seems so weird to say this in November of 2023, but man, the Beatles are having some kind of week. It's really, I mean, if you're a Beatles fan like I am.
The heyday of, is this the heyday of Beatlemania?
I mean, kind of, yeah. Kenneth Womack is with us, a Beatles authority. I mean, the guy is, he's all things Beatles. He's written so many books. He's got a brand new one out called Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. And we'll get right into that. But Kenneth, have you heard the new single, Now and Then?
Oh, I did. In fact, I was one of the fortunate folks to hear it in advance from Apple, and it floored me. You know, to hear John Lennon's voice so pure and clean, it knocked me out.
Oh, it's so beautiful, and the documentary or the video by Peter Jackson, just fantastic too. And in fact, it's a little controversial. I think a lot of people are saying, "Well, maybe that's not the right way to do it." But I think everything that the Beatles do it is controversial. Don't you?
I mean, you're always going to have folks who have their own version of the Beatles narrative and the mythology. You know, I think it was done very tastefully. Paul has been talking about it since 1994 and how much he wanted to go back to that song. I think we can all see why. You know, it's the test that it's passing for me is I definitely liked it the first time I heard it. But I think I heard it again Friday, and I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
So it's passing the earwig test very, very well. It is a classic kind of melody, you know.
It's classic, but yet it sounds like it could be produced, you know, fresh today.
Oh, sure. It certainly could. And, you know, by the way, what great players, right, Ringo and Paul are to be able to add adornments in 2023 that are very contemporary. You know, I mean, Paul live in concert, you know, and I think he's either just now leaving or finishing in Australia, knows the guy, you know. He may not sound exactly like he did in his heyday, but there is nothing that is missing from his playing. The guy is right on target.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. We're talking to the Beatles authority, Kenneth Womack, here in the National Defense. The new book, Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. Hey, let's get into this guy. I mean, you know, I've been in radio my entire life. I've never heard of Mal Evans. I mean, this guy, I guess, started out as an engineer.
He did. He was actually a telecommunications engineer with the British Post Office. May not sound like much, but it was a big job, and it was a great job to have in the early 1960s. He had a pension. He had to be educated to have that job. He had a car. He had a house. You know, he was doing things that in that post-war era, a lot of folks couldn't do, right? And there's Mal. Suddenly he discovers the Beatles. He was an Elvis guy, and he heard them in the cavern, and my God, you know, suddenly he is, he's in a situation where he can't resist, you know, running off with them. It's just really quite something.
Yeah. And so I guess he, came to handle all kinds of aspects of the band members' needs, from musical equipment to socks to late night indulgences of every kind. That, just that part of it would be fascinating.
He mothered them in a lot of ways. You know, everybody who's been successful at any level has to have a Mal. And the Beatles were so lucky to have Mal and Neil Aspinall there working with them. Those guys made it all happen. You know, you've got to have guys behind the scenes, folks who will do anything in the service of your cause. And they were those folks, along with Brian Epstein and George Martin. It was a very small, small entourage. You know, today somebody goes on the road, how many roadies do they have? 200?
Oh, yeah, right, right.
And, you know, it was Mal and Neil, for the most part, looking after those guys.
And so when you became aware of Mal, was that something that you said, there's a lot here? And because I know
not at all. In fact, yeah, not at all. I knew who Mal was. I loved Mal. I knew Mal had his key role in the story. I knew the contours of it. He's in all the photos. Once you see him, you can't miss him.
Right.
But, you know, I didn't have any ambitions beyond that until his son Gary contacted me at the beginning of COVID and said, "Will you tell our dad's story?" And I said, "Yeah, I can pull that off. Is it true that he had all this stuff?"
And right.
Said, and the next thing you know, it's in my house here in New Jersey, and there are diaries, photographs, journals, notebooks, manuscripts. It was really quite amazing.
Wow.
And it just opened up the story, and it gave me Mal's voice, which I never would have had. And we're all lucky to even have this material. It was probably going to be thrown out in 1988 when his former publisher was moving offices. So, you know, it was just a brutal piece of luck.
Oh, man, you had to be going crazy. We're talking to Kenneth Womack here in the National Defense and in the book Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. And I understand that at some point Yoko Ono was kind of responsible for getting this treasure trove to Mal's family, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's made all the difference, quite frankly. And by the way, there's a hero in this story who doesn't get talked about a lot, and that's Yoko Ono. You know, she gets vilified so much unfairly in the press, and has been since she first appeared on the scene around 1968. And when this material, when it was clear that it was there in 1988, she didn't hesitate. She helped out the woman who found it and got the materials right to Mal.
Wow. And what was the most, okay, so you've got all of this material at your place, you're going through it. What was the first thing that you found that you said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe this"?
The first thing I found was I knew right where I wanted to go, right? We all have our little areas we're concerned about. And I went to May 9th, 1969. That was the day that Paul said they broke the Liberty Bell of the Beatles, that they couldn't put it together after that. And that was the night Alan Klein came with them to the studio to confront Paul and get him to sign with Alan. And, Paul was very wary of that and just lost his mind when they were trying to force him into that decision. And I thought, what would Mal do? This is Mal's whole life, his whole world.
Right.
These guys. And he didn't write any words. He just drew a picture of Paul losing his ever-loving mind.
Wow. Wow.
I get it when words don't suffice, right? That's what you do.
Yeah, that's incredible. And you talk in a book about a lot of travels with Paul McCartney that Mal had, including this fabled safari trip to Kenya, huh?
Right, where Paul and Mal concoct some of the ideas that would be Sergeant Pepper. And of course, Mal was great fun. They loved having him around. So Paul and Mal went on a photo safari to look at the different animals, and that Mal would take notes. You know, how many baboons did he see? Very many. They just had a great time together, and he was in awe of McCartney. He was kind of hero worship for him, but he had close friendships with all four guys, as one might imagine. John said Mal was his favorite animal, famously. But it's George at the end. First Beatle he knew, and the Beatle he knew the most toward the end of Mal's life. It's George who fans who are already in love with George are going to love him even more.
Wow. The book is called Living the Beatles Legend, The Untold Story of Mal Evans. So did they take care of this guy? I mean, he did so much for the band and traveled with them all, took care of their needs. Did they take care of him ultimately in terms of financial payments?
As folks will see with the book, they did more than we might think. I will add this. One of the things about Mal and his untimely death and his own role in it, right, is that he left at the worst possible time. He left the world when Apple was in disarray, when it was still being reborn, after the dissolution agreements had been signed at the end of 1974. It just was the worst possible time for that to be taking place. If Brian had lived, certainly Mal would have been taken care of. More than that, though, every time something great happens like this week in Beatlemania, I think of Mal and how much he would be enjoying this, right? Mm. This would make him so happy. you know, the anthology would have, the remasters, you know, even the CDs coming out in 87. He sure. could have been a part of all that. And so I always feel a bit of sadness, even when we're enjoying the joy of new Beatles material 60 years later.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, this is incredible. And what a gift, living the Beatles legend, the untold story of Mal Evans. Kenneth, thank you so much for the time, man. A great job on this. I know hundreds and hundreds of interviews, and it's so in-depth. I can't wait to read this thing.
Oh, well, thanks so much. I think you're going to have a good time. A splendid time is guaranteed for all.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.